Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, listeners. Welcome back to the podcast. Hello, video viewers. Hello, 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 hello. Welcome back to Luke's English Podcast. This is episode number 780, and this one is going to be a rambling episode, right? Most of you know what that means. Most of you know what that involves. Just in case you don't know, rambling, and that's rambling, R-A-M-B-L-I-N-G, not rumbling. There's always someone who writes rumbling in the comments section. It's not rumbling, it's rambling with an A. Rambling, not rumbling. Rumbling is this. Your stomach would rumble. You know, when you're hungry, your stomach rumbles. And sometimes when there's a thunderstorm, the sound of the thunder, that's a rumbling sound. Or when a train is coming down the train tracks, because that's obviously the noise of a train going down the train tracks, isn't it? I don't know, maybe a broken train, a train that's crashed, maybe. Normally trains go, no, that's a horse. Anyway, it's a rambling episode. Okay, and that means rambling episodes are when I speak with no specific aim, which is kind of rambling. I just kind of talk, going this way and going that way. That's rambling. So welcome to this episode. It's a rambling episode. Normally with these rambling episodes, I have some rules. So one of the rules for this one is I have no transcript. Okay, I have no transcript. Now, to be fair, in the spirit of transparency, I do have a few notes on the screen, especially for the beginning part of this. I've just got some notes just to help me remember the main things I want to do in this episode. But I thought there was no aim. Well, there isn't really an aim. I just needed some notes to help me remember that the episode doesn't have a specific aim. Does that make sense? Just a couple of notes at the beginning. So no transcript, no like detailed transcript, maybe a couple of notes on the screen. Another rule, no restarting. So now I've started recording the audio and I'm recording video as well for this. I've started now, so I have to continue. I know you wouldn't know if I have restarted. You won't know, will you? I mean, for all you know, this is like the ninth time I've started this episode. So how would you know if I had restarted this? You won't know, but I can just tell you that the aim here, the rule here is I can't restart this. Because sometimes I'll start an episode and I'll talk for a minute and then I realise, no, this has all gone wrong. The train has come off the tracks and I have to restart. But in this one, I just have to keep going. Even if the train crashes, the podcast train, even if it does come off the tracks and comes crashing out of the tunnel, then I have to somehow continue. I have to kind of somehow pull the train back onto the tracks and just keep going. Even if like all the train cars behind it are being dragged along the ground for the next hour, that's what I have to do. Does that metaphor work? Is the metaphor working? I don't know. Basically, what I mean is that I have to just continue, even if I feel like the episode has gone wrong, if I'm not making any sense. A bit like now with this stupid train metaphor. I just have to keep going. That is the spirit of the rambling episode. Just keep going. Just keep talking, even if no one understands what you're talking about. Just carry on regardless. Another rule is no edits. I'm not allowed to, or at least I'm not supposed to, edit these rambling episodes. Most of the time I manage that and I can keep going and it's just one continuous ramble with no edits. But I feel I might have to break that rule this time because I might pick up the guitar. In fact, I already have picked up the guitar. But what I mean is that I might, I'd like to sing a couple of songs today on the guitar. And that often involves some editing because, you know, sometimes I mess up and I've got to start again. So you don't need to see me messing up the song halfway through and then restarting it. You don't need to see that. So in those cases, then I might edit. But I'll try not to. That's the idea. Hopefully, we'll see if I manage to get from now to the end of the episode with no edits, then I will win if that happens. Does that make sense? Let's make this a game. So if I can do this with no edits, then I win. I get 10 points. But if every time I edit, you get 1 point. And here's another way of doing this, right? And every time I readjust my headphones, then you get a point as well. Now, obviously, if you're only listening to the audio version of this, you might not know if I've readjusted my headphones. You'll be able to tell on video. Now, I've already done it twice. I did it once to demonstrate readjusting my headphones, and then I did it again when I just said readjusting my headphones again. So you've already got 2 points. You're already winning with 2 points here. Why the headphones thing, you might be thinking? That's because, so I recently got these headphones, but it was the same story with my old headphones as well. So, I nearly readjusted my headphones. I recently got these headphones because I needed two pairs. I needed two pairs, first of all, two decent pairs, so that when I have a guest in here, you know, we can both have headphones on. Headphones are important because it's useful to be able to hear yourself when you're doing a recording like this, to make sure that you are, that your volume level is right, that you are not forgetting about the microphone and maybe sitting back from the microphone. With the headphones on, it makes you aware of the recording level, so you can make sure that you're always speaking close to the microphone, and it allows me to check and make sure that the microphone is not too loud. I can check the audio levels. That's why it's important to wear headphones during a recording. So I got these headphones fairly recently, and well, the thing is, I find wearing headphones, I've just readjusted them as well. That's 3 points for you now. You're definitely going to win because wearing headphones is uncomfortable for me. It's not uncomfortable on my ears, right? Now, I don't have small ears. I've got fairly large ears. 4 points. I've just done it again. I've got fairly large ears, but that's not the issue. The issue is the top of my head and the way the headphones sit on the top of my skull, on my scalp. It sort of makes my head ache a little bit, not too much, but a little bit. And sometimes it's worse than others. But so if I readjust my headphones all the time, it's because of comfort issues. So there you go. You've already got 4 points because just talking about readjusting my headphones, I readjusted them 4 times. So you're winning with 4 points at this point. Okay, so no transcript, no restarting, no edits. If I readjust my headphones, you get a point. If I edit at any time, you get a point. Again, audio people, how will you know? How will you know? You won't know. You won't know. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, though, does it? And the fourth rule for this is no pressure. Just no pressure at all. And that's a very general rule, okay? Okay, no pressure. The idea is we just chill, we just relax. No pressure for you, meaning you don't have to do homework. You don't have to sort of focus that hard. All you need to do is follow what I'm saying. Just listen and get to the end, okay? Just listen all the way through. You know, it's just listening practice. And my philosophy with these sorts of rambling episodes is that, you know, I just want to keep you engaged. I just want to keep you following. Just keep listening all the way through. I just need to hold your attention. If you can stay focused and listen to something in English for about an hour or more, then good. Then that's very good. Very good for your English. Okay, it is. We could go into all the details, the reasons why, we won't. I'll just say, just try to stick with me. Okay, and the idea with the rambling episodes is that I keep you with me and hopefully following my train of thought. There's another train metaphor, I suppose. Following my train of thought, just following my thoughts as I express them, is hopefully quite compelling. I don't know if compelling is the right word, because that makes it sound like what I'm saying is like really important and interesting. Hopefully it's just easy to follow and listen to. You know, you've just got to try and get as much English into your head as you possibly can. And sometimes something like this, where I'm just talking on my own, can be an easy and maybe fun and relaxed way of doing that. Okay, so no pressure for you, no pressure for me. I'll just talk about whatever's on my mind. I'll mess about if I feel like it, which means I'll just sort of say silly things or say stuff that's really of no consequence, just stupid stuff. I'll mess about. You can just hang out with me and listen and just follow the things I'm saying. So yeah, there is a video version of this on YouTube, which you can watch if you enjoy listening with your eyes. Does that make sense? To listen with your eyes. I mean, obviously that doesn't make sense. You can't listen with your eyes. But having said that, some people are visual learners. And also, quite a lot of people enjoy seeing the visual stuff. Like, people on YouTube tell me that they like to see my mouth moving, which, you know, I understand. You know, you're trying to, if you're understanding, if you're listening to someone, you don't just listen to the words. You also, there's the body language aspect too. And it's the way that the mouth moves when making sounds, when speaking the English language or any other language, the mouth moves. I don't think there are any languages that you speak without moving your mouth, are there? Maybe alien languages where they just, you know, they just communicate through telekinesis. I don't know, any aliens listening to this, you can confirm or deny that. Anyway, so yeah, and also on YouTube, people sometimes say that they like to be able to see my facial expressions while I am speaking. As if that helps as well. And the, you know, the visual stuff. So there's a video version of this. I have a YouTube channel, as you know, and whenever possible, I upload episodes onto YouTube as well, video versions of episodes. I can't always do that. I don't always do that. But when it's possible, I do that. And recently I've been doing it more because I got a new computer at the beginning of the year, which makes it much, much easier for me to record video and edit video. It's much more efficient and effective. And so I do it. But this is first and foremost an audio podcast. Okay. And most of my audience are audio listeners. So hello in audio land. How are you doing out there? How are your eyes? Having a lovely time not watching me, I suppose. And also, I adjusted my headphones again. That's 5 points now to you. Also, when you're just listening, it means you can do other things, can't you? You can be out and about. You can be traveling. You can be going from A to B or C or D. In fact, you can go from any letter to any letter. A to B, A to R, if you want. I don't know if that's how far you're going today. But anyway, audio. I am an audio podcast listener too. I love listening to audio podcasts. It helps me multitask. I can, you know, absorb more information while I'm traveling or while I'm doing housework or whatever. It's great. I love it. If you are watching this on video, then you'll see that, it's hot. I'm hot today. I'm hot and I'm afraid to say, unfortunately, I'm a little bit sweaty. That's all right. You know, that just means I'm a human being with a functioning sweat system. Is that what we call the sweat system? What is the name of the sweat system? What's the name of the sweat? Your skin has two types of sweat glands, apparently. The eccrine and apocrine. Eccrine glands occur over most of your body and open directly onto the surface of your skin. Apocrine glands open into the hair follicle, leading to the surface of the skin. So basically, you've got two types of glands that deal with sweat. Eccrine on your skin and apocrine glands, which are on your where the hair comes out. He says, adjusting his headphones for the sixth time. So anyway, yeah, I'm sweating a bit, and all that means is A, it's hot. It's very hot and muggy and close and humid today in Paris. And B, it means that I have a functioning eccrine system. That's what that means. Hopefully, I'm going to cool down during this episode, and by the end, I'll be all cool and comfortable. But one of the reasons I'm so hot is because before I started recording this, I had to pick up a package from the postman. Pick up a package from the postman. Can you say that? Pick up a package from the postman. Yeah. If you're an Arabic speaker, that might be difficult because Arabic speakers, p and b, they're like the same sound, aren't they? This is what I understand. So not pick up a package from the postman. But pick up a package from the postman. Arabic speakers, am I talking nonsense there? You let me know. I just remember teaching learners of English from Arabic-speaking places, and often P sounded like B. Please, please, teacher. Not please. Anyway, so I had to go and pick up a package from the postman, right? Now, in my old apartment, in my old pod room, what I did, you remember, right? If you're a long-term listener, you'll remember that the podcast would often be interrupted by the postman. And I'd have to like quickly pause the podcast, dash down to the front door, which was really just a few steps away, dash down to the front door and get the package. Or in the worst case scenario, the postman didn't want to climb up the five sets of stairs. So I'd have to dash down five sets of stairs. Dash down five sets of stairs to pick up the package and then rush back up those five sets of stairs and then back into my pod room, catch my breath, get my breath back, and then continue. Now what happens is because I'm not this pod room that I'm recording in now here in the podcastle, because this is not in the same building as the apartment where we live, the apartment is down the street. What happens now is every now and then I get a call from the postman on my phone, and you know the postman's like, "I've got a package for you," and I say, "Oh, I'm just nearby. Could you wait?" And he says, "How long?" And in my head, I have to think, right? If I say 5 minutes, he'll say, "No, sorry." So I have to say 3 minutes. I think 3 minutes is probably the maximum time that the postman will wait, because postmen in Paris are very They don't have a lot of time for standing around waiting. In fact, a lot of the time, they don't even want to climb the stairs. They're just always in a rush. Either that or they don't want to do anything. I don't know. They're in a rush, let's say. So I would say 3 minutes. And so that's what happened before the recording of this. 3 minutes, I said. And then I quickly grabbed my keys and dashed down six flights of stairs to the street level. Down the street. Jogging, walking quickly, sort of hurrying, sometimes picking up the pace and sort of jogging a little bit down the street. It's an important package. I can't wait till tomorrow. Had to be picked up today. Down the street, cross over the street, turn left, up another street, cross over that street, turn right, up another street, till I get to the door. Thanks. Get to the postman. He's there. Thanks very much. Get the package and then come straight back to do this. And by the time I got back, yeah, I was boiling hot and it was as if I'd just run the London Marathon or something. And I was totally hot and sweaty like that. So I had to kind of sit and take a breath and let myself cool down a little bit. But I'm still pretty hot and sweaty. So, you know, video viewers, I do apologize. I know, I probably shouldn't have mentioned it. I probably shouldn't have flagged it up. Like, oh, by the way, guys, I'm really sweaty. Because you might not have even noticed. So I shouldn't even have flagged it up. But, you know, there it is. Anyway, I'm fine. You know, I'm quite comfortable. Everything's okay. Today is Monday, the 1st of August. It's the 1st of August. Happy August, everyone. It's Monday, the 1st of August, as I record this. Okay? Now, I'm actually on holiday. Because, I mean, you're probably listening to this maybe on the day I publish it, which I think is the 4th or 5th of August. 1st of August today. I'm actually on holiday. Yeah, I know. I know I'm here talking to you. But actually, I'm probably, at this moment, I'm probably lying on a beach or maybe lounging next to a swimming pool, or maybe I'm going on a bike ride, or maybe I'm having a nice leisurely lunch with my wife and daughter, or possibly I'm just being too hot somewhere while trying to relax. But I'm on holiday right now. I know I'm actually here in Paris recording this, but I'm actually not. I'm actually in another place on holiday. What are you talking about, Luke? Well, it's because I'm publishing this on Thursday, which is, from my position now, is in the future. That's 4 days into the future. So 4 days into the future where you are, because you're in the future listening to this, I'm actually on holiday there. But today I'm recording this, I'm here. So I don't know when you're listening to this or watching this. But anyway, by the time this gets published, my family and I will have left Paris and we will have gone on holiday. Check out the future perfect tense in that sentence. Did you hear it? By the time this episode gets published, my wife and I and our daughter will have gone away on holiday. We will have gone. Future perfect tense. Yeah. I'll let you study that yourself. Just Google it. Future perfect tense. Because I'm going on holiday on Wednesday. And we're going to be away for most of the month, for most of August, which is normal in France, as you know, if you've heard me say it before, or if you indeed you live in France, or if you just know. It's normal in France to take the entire month of August off. It's very difficult to get anything done in August. So everyone just takes the whole month off. And we are no exception. So we're going on holiday in France, which is great. I love going on holiday in France because it reminds me of my childhood, because my family, my mum, my dad, my brother and me, we used to take holidays in the south of France, southwest of France when we were kids. And so going on holiday in France is nice. It reminds me of being a kid on holiday. And also I like exploring France. I think it's a beautiful country with lots of great places to go on holiday. So we're going to be on holiday at the Atlantic coast, on the Atlantic coast, sort of the west coast of France. So that's going to be nice. And then after about 10 days of that, we're going to go and stay with my parents for about another 10 days, maybe about 2 weeks. So we're going to England. So holiday in France and England this year, keeping it local. So this... And this is not the introduction. I'm still not introducing this episode, but I'm talking about the episode, but I'm not. It's not the introduction, right? The introduction's done now. Long gone. But this is the pre-holiday ramble. In fact, I think I'm calling this episode the customary pre-holiday ramble, August 2022, my daughter's magic pet shop / songs on guitar. So this is a pre-holiday ramble, which is customary. Customary. If something is customary, it means it's sort of a tradition. It's a sort of a custom for something to happen. Customary. 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 Or in America? Customary. Customary. See, they say it wrong in America. It's not customary. It's customary. As this nice lady from collinsdictionary.com is saying. Customary. Customary. So it's customary. Obviously, they don't say it wrong in America. Just a joke. Customary is an adjective. And if something is customary, it means it's describing things that people do as part of a custom. So what I mean is it's sort of like a tradition on this podcast now that before I go away on my summer holiday, I do a ramble just to kind of... Well, just to get into the holiday spirit and just to sort of say to you, so I'm going away on holiday. There might be no episodes while I'm away. You might not get any episodes of this podcast because I'm going to be away for like 3 weeks. That's normally the reason why I do these customary pre-holiday rambles. Although this time it's different because I've been so efficient. I've worked so well over the last week. Last week was, I don't know what happened, but I managed to get everything done podcast-wise. I didn't get everything done in the world. Like, yeah, we solved all the world's problems. No, just podcast stuff. I managed to do a lot of podcast recording. So I do have some episodes ready to be published, which should automatically publish while I'm away. If I understand how the internet works, then I think I've set the episodes to publish automatically. So there should be one arriving every week. Ones that I recorded in June, edited last week and put together last week, and should arrive automatically over the next 4 weeks, I think. I was concerned. I think I said on the podcast, I don't know when it was, earlier this month, I said, oh, I might not be able to publish anything. There might be a dearth of podcasts during August. Maybe no podcasts. But I managed to get lots of stuff done. So I've got about 4 episodes in the pipeline, and I've just readjusted my headphones. Is that 6 times now? That was one readjustment there. Oh, and I did it again. 7 points. You're definitely going to win this episode. I managed to get lots of stuff done. Okay. So, I'm thinking, okay, everyone, hello, welcome to the podcast and stuff. How are you doing in podcast land? And what I mean by that is, are you keeping up with everything? Are you keeping up with everything? Recently I published some free episodes and some premium episodes. I've done a lot of work on Luke's English Podcast Premium recently because, as you know, I moved it to a new system, and that meant that I had to do a lot of it's a lot of work. Not just making new episodes to obviously make sure I'm continuing to provide you with new stuff and to give people an incentive to join LEP Premium on Acast Plus. I obviously needed to produce new content so that there was stuff there, but also just managing the crossover. I won't go into it all now, except to say that it's available. Luke's English Podcast is available on Acast Plus, which means that you can get the premium episodes in any decent podcast app, any normal podcast app on your phone. You can get the premium episodes in any normal podcast app on your phone now, like Apple Podcasts or Pocket Casts or Google Podcasts. It doesn't work with Spotify because Spotify is not a normal podcast app. But the other free podcast apps that you might have on your phone, you can get LEP Premium on them now. And there are loads of episodes, including a number of new ones. Recently, I started this series called Storytime, which is basically where I tell you stories. They're true stories about my life, anecdotes, and then adapt them for teaching. So I can help you learn English with my stories. And that's vocabulary, grammar, pronunciation. Every single Storytime episode has a worksheet with vocabulary exercises, grammar exercises, usually verb forms, and prepositions as well. And there are pronunciation drills and everything like that. So I did the bear story and the pronunciation episode for that. And then today, Monday, the 1st of August, I published the spa story. So that's P37. Part 1, another Storytime episode, and it's the spa story, that story of the embarrassing experience I had in Thailand. I have told that story a few times on the podcast. You know, the one when I went to a spa and I didn't realize that I would be completely naked with all these other people I didn't know. So there's that story now turned into a lesson. So check that out. So if you're a premium subscriber, you'll see quite a lot of premium episodes have arrived. There was P35, parts 1 and 2, P36, which is welcome to LEP Premium on Acast Plus, and then P37, the spa story. So there's those. And then in the free episodes, there were the Sir Gawain and the Green Knight ones, the one with my dad, which was audio only, and then the one where I read out a number of verses from the poem, and that's audio and video. So that's where we are now. Okay. All right. So if you're a premium subscriber, make sure you haven't missed those premium episodes. Okay. So make sure you know that P35 parts 1 and 2, a couple of other ones, and also P37. They're there in your premium list. If you want to get started and join Luke's English Podcast Premium, just go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium, or just check the website for all the information you need to know about how it works and stuff like that. But also, coming up on the podcast over the next 4 weeks, I've edited and prepared 4 episodes, and I've set them to publish automatically. So one will arrive each week, every Thursday. So the next one will arrive a week today. A week on Thursday. So anyway, until the end of the month, okay? And I will let you discover those episodes as they arrive. I'm not going to tell you what they are. No need to. So I'm rambling here. Okay, ramble. Other things I want to do in this episode are, I'd like to play you a recording I did with my daughter the other day. And it's been a while since I played you a recording of me speaking to my daughter. The last time was exactly a year ago, in August last year, when I published a conversation with her. So I've got another one. It's about 10 minutes of us talking. And so I thought I'd play that to you. Just, you might find it interesting to hear how her English is sort of progressing. She's 4 years old. So I'll play that to you. And also, I'd like to play some guitar and do some singing. I haven't sung and played the guitar on the podcast for ages. There are various reasons for that. One of the reasons was that, so I've got two. I like to play the acoustic guitar mainly. I also have a couple of electric guitars. I've got an electric bass, which is, I do play that a lot as well. I've got a couple of electric six-string guitars. I'm not much of a lead guitar player, so I play the electric guitars less. And the one I've got in the corner of my podcast room is broken. I mean, it's an old Squire Telecaster that I bought in Birmingham like 25 years ago or something, and it's kind of broken. The electrics don't work, but I've got nowhere else to put it, so I keep it here. Plus, I love these guitars. They look nice, don't they? They're nice decorations. But in terms of the guitars I like to play most often, they are acoustic guitars, and I've got two of them, basically. I've got this sort of this Dreadnought guitar, which is the sort of standard, you know, just the most normal acoustic guitar. It's got metal strings on it. And then another guitar, which I bought during lockdown, I think, and it's on the wall behind me. And that one is a sort of Spanish style or classical style guitar. And it's got nylon strings. And I bought that because I thought I want to get one of those Spanish guitars because they look great and they sound great. But I find it really hard to play. The neck on it is much wider, and so the strings are further apart from each other. And that means that it's quite hard for my fingers to, you know, find all of the right fingering for the chords, and I'm not quite as good at playing that one. But that's the only guitar I had in this pod room for weeks and weeks and weeks. This other guitar, the one with the metal strings, the one I prefer to play, to be honest, this one has been at home. So from time to time, I've been playing it at home, but I didn't have it in the pod room. And that's why I didn't record anything, because I'm just not so good on the other guitar. And so I just tried it a few times and it just didn't really work. It didn't sound that great. So I just decided not to publish those things. And also, I got out of the habit. It's been a busy year. It's been a very busy year with lots of changes and moves, and you know, I set up this pod room, we've been dealing with lots of things in the apartment, you know, and lots of work on the podcast and stuff like that, so I haven't had that much time. You've got to practice if you want to be at all good at music. You've got to practice every day. It's a bit like language learning. You've got to be practicing all the time. It's a thing you've got to keep fresh, and if you don't practice, you quickly you quickly sort of lose some of those skills. It's not like riding a bike. You know, riding a bike, you don't really need to practice. You just get back on the bike and you remember how to do it. But playing the guitar and singing and also language learning, it's something that has to be done every day. I've just adjusted my headphones again. 8 points now. You're absolutely thrashing me here. 8-0. But if I get through to the end of the episode without an edit, then I get the top prize of 10 points. I've just readjusted my headphones again. That's 9 points to you now. But people have, you know, so that's why I haven't played the guitar very much. Didn't have the right guitar in this room. And also, I just got out of the habit. But, you know, I'm in holiday mode now. And this is a rambling episode. So I'm trying to, you know, relax. And I like to relax by playing the guitar and singing. So I'm going to do that in this episode. And also, people have been messaging me. Every now and then, I've been getting messages from people saying things like this. Luke, it's ages since you sang and played the guitar for us. Could you do that again? I like it when you play songs at the end of episodes. And also, people say things like this. Don't worry what people think. Just do what you want. Okay, in that case, I will just do what I want. So I will pick up the guitar and play a little bit in a moment. Here's a shout out to a listener called Francesco. Hello, Francesco. So, in fact, I want to give a shout out to all my listeners, of course. And I would name you all, but I'd be here all day, wouldn't I? But every now and then, I'll give a shout out to a specific listener. So, I got this message from Veruska. And it said this: "Ciao, Luke. I hope to find you in good health. I am honoured to inform you that my friend Francesco is one of your top listeners. He recently completed all the episodes that you published. Would it be possible to send a greeting during one of your next episodes? Looking forward to hearing from you soon. Ciao from your Italian listeners, Veruska." So, hello, Francesco. Well done for listening to all of the episodes of Luke's English Podcast. Well done, sir. You managed to do it. From episode one all the way through to episode, well, this one now, I suppose. And I'm assuming that you're not a skeleton with headphones on. I don't know. Veruska, maybe you're saying that and like, Francesco's listened to all the episodes, and we turn to see Francesco and he's just a skeleton in an armchair with a pair of headphones on. I hope not, Francesco. But anyway, well done for listening to all the episodes. And well done also to anyone else who has listened to every single episode I've ever done. Are you sure? Are you sure you've definitely listened to all of them? Because there are some little secret episodes or episodes that are harder to find, including things like the episodes in the Luke's English Podcast app. There's a few episodes in there that are only in the app. Now, little bit of news, sad news. I think the Luke's English Podcast app might stop. I know it's sad. It's very sad. I think we're seeing the end of the Luke's English Podcast app. I won't go into all the reasons now, but I think it's probably going to go. And I'm sorry about that. I know it's been good. It's been great, hasn't it? How long has it been? 4 or 5 years? It's been good. We'll see. I mean, this is not certain, but I think the app might be going, which is sad. But it's all right. We will raise a glass, or we'll raise a cup to the app. We'll toast the app. We'll maybe have a little farewell ceremony to the app. And then we will move on. Okay, all things must pass. We'll shed a tear, we'll cry together, we'll hug, we'll drink a glass of champagne or a glass of whiskey or a soft drink if you prefer. And we'll, we'll sing a sad song and then we'll move on. But I think the app might go. But those episodes which are in the app only episodes, I might rescue them, take them out of the app and publish them on the podcast. Even though I recorded them 4 or 5 years ago, I think they deserve to see the light of day. They deserve to survive. So I'll probably rescue those apps. But Francesco, I hope I'm saying your name correctly. Have you heard those ones too? There's the Hyde Park mystery story. There's one about running a business, a biscuit business, with lots of different words for, with related, lots of phrases with the word run. There's an English workshop with various questions about grammar and pronunciation and stuff like that. What else is there? There's one with loads of jokes. There's a joke telling episode in there as well. So I will probably rescue those episodes and publish them on the podcast, but the app might go. It's okay. It's okay. We will raise a glass. We'll have a toast to the podcast. We'll have a drink. We'll cry and we will move on. Okay, all things must pass. Okay, now, hello to all the listeners, right? And that's all the other listeners who have listened to all the episodes, including the ones in the app and all those times I've been featured on other people's podcasts as well. All the OPP episodes, other people's podcasts. Check the episode archive on my website and you should find like some other episodes that you might not know about that aren't necessarily in my episode list in your audio app. Teacherluke.co.uk/episodes. That's how you get to the episode archive. Okay. Now, it's time for me to play you that conversation I had with my daughter. I recorded it in our apartment a couple of weeks ago. And so my daughter, she is 4.5 years old. 4.5. Okay. And as you probably know, if you're a long-term listener to this podcast, you know, her mum, my wife, is French. I am English, of course. And our daughter, the idea is that we're raising her to be bilingual. Now, bilingual, what does bilingual actually mean? There's various different types of bilingual. But we want her to be equally comfortable in French and in English. We want her to speak English in the same way that a kid living in England would speak it, although that's very difficult to achieve because she isn't living in England. But anyway, we want her to be comfortable in both languages and fluent in both languages, okay? So I speak to her in English all the time. When we are at home, the dominant language is English in the home. So most things happen in English. I speak to my wife in English. I speak to our daughter in English, and my wife speaks to our daughter in English quite a lot as well, although they do speak French too sometimes. Then when she's outside the home, obviously she's out in France and the dominant language is French. And when she's with my wife, when it's just the two of them, they speak French together. When she's with me outside, we still speak English, but I guess most of the other interactions she has in the wider world are in French. She's been going to a school, school or nursery school or whatever you want to call it. Previously, it was all in French, but the last year, this last academic year, she's been having English and French. So English in the morning and French in the afternoon. Most of the other kids she's been at school with have been French, meaning they speak French at home. Right, they don't have an English-speaking parent. Okay, so this is sort of like the landscape of my daughter's English. It's difficult to achieve full bilingualism, even when one of the parents is a native speaker of one of those languages, because there's many, many reasons why, many ways in which a child's English develops. But I mean, if you're trying to raise a child to be bilingual, I will still recommend that you do regularly speak English to your child and that you try to have meaningful interactions with your child in English and establish meaningful relationships in English, okay? And the child needs to have a good reason to speak English. This is a really important thing. The child needs a good reason, not just it'll be good for your future, it'll help you get a job. That's not necessarily enough. They need to have meaningful relationships in English. And that could be with you, right? You could do that. You could establish a sort of English periods of time or English in certain locations. Anyway, so I wanted to let you know about the context in which my daughter has been sort of learning to speak. She speaks both languages, and as you may have heard in previous episodes, she mixes up French and English a bit. And I always used to say, hopefully the two languages will diverge as she grows up. And I'm happy to say that has been happening. So you'll hear in this conversation that it's almost completely English. Maybe a couple of little bits of French pop in. You might hear one or two French words, but it's almost completely in English now. So I'll let you listen to it. So this conversation is basically a role play. I like to do these role play games with my daughter, a bit like in an English lesson. So sometimes we have fun doing these fun games where we have to imagine we're in a different situation. For example, she works in a shop and I'm a customer and she's serving me and helping me in the shop. And that's quite good because you can just be creative and come up with anything you want. So that was the situation here. So my daughter owns a pet shop in this. She doesn't actually own a pet shop, but we imagined that she was the owner of a pet shop and I came in to her shop to buy a pet. There you go. And so you're now going to hear 10 minutes of pet shop role play with my daughter. I hope you enjoy this and find it entertaining and also interesting from a language point of view and the chance to get an update on my daughter's English. Now, what I'm going to do is play the audio for you now. And while this is playing, what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to make myself a cup of tea. Okay, so the audio will be playing and I'll just make myself a cup of tea here. So video viewers, you'll be able to listen to the conversation while watching me make tea. Okay, all right, so I'll continue talking to you after this. But now here is my daughter's magic pet shop situation. Here we go.
So we're in a pet shop.
Hold on a minute. That is not coming out of the place I wanted it to come out of, audio-wise. I see, this is where I would do an edit, normally, when something goes wrong technically. This is where I would do an edit, but not necessary this time. Not allowed this time, that's the thing. Okay, so it should work now. Maybe it worked before, but anyway, I need it to go through my audio device so I can record the audio as well. Anyway, here we go. So we're in a pet shop. And you work in the pet shop, and I'm a customer, and I'd like to buy a pet, but I'm not sure which one I want.
Cat. What? You want a cat?
Well, let's see. Okay, so I'm going to walk in the door now. Cling. And you have to say hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Is this the, what kind of shop is this?
It's a pet shop.
Okay, great, great, because I do want a pet. I really want a pet, but I'm not sure what kind of pet I should...
A cat or a dog?
Are those the only options?
No, you have all the animals in my shop.
All of them?
Yes.
Like even elephants and giraffes and stuff?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. But anyway, I don't really want an elephant or giraffe anyway, because they're too big. So it's between, I guess, a cat and a dog then, right? What do you recommend?
I have a sheep and a horse.
Oh, okay.
You want a horse?
I'd love a horse, but they're quite big, aren't they? Do you have any little tiny horses?
Oh, yeah. There's this in my hand.
Wow, that's tiny. It fits inside your hand. That's amazing. Okay, you know what, though? I think I'm going to choose a dog or a cat. It seems to be...
Why not a horse, tiny horse?
I don't know. It just seems sort of strange. I mean, are they difficult to look after?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, if I get a horse, can you tell me all the things that I can do with it?
I don't know any things we can do with a horse.
With a tiny one, at least. Okay, well,
You can have a dog or a cat.
Okay, well, I think I'll go for a dog or a cat, though. But, I mean, I really have no idea. So I need you to give me some advice. Dog or cat?
Dog is doing poo-poo every day. And the cat, no.
Yeah, I don't want to have to deal with all that poo-poo.
No.
What do people do with all that poo-poo?
They pick a top.
Yeah.
With a green bag.
OK. Okay, and then what do they? They just keep it or what?
They put it to the bin.
Okay, that seems a bit annoying to have to...
You can have a cat if you want.
Okay, how often does a cat do poo-poo?
Well, I don't know. They don't do poo-poo at my shop, my cats.
Really? They never do poo-poo?
Yes.
Amazing. How is that possible? I don't know. All right, well, I think maybe I'll have a cat then, but are there any bad things about cats?
Nope.
No. Nothing?
Nothing.
But I want to be able to, like, if I have a pet, I want to be able to take it for a walk.
Yes, you can do that.
With a cat?
Yes.
Okay. I've never seen anyone take a cat for a walk before.
My cat's, it's like to go in a walk.
They like to go for a walk, do they?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll have, I'll have 10 cats then, please.
Oh, yay.
Is that the normal number? I mean, do people normally buy them in bags and things like that?
Yes.
Yeah, really?
Okay. All done.
Great. Thank you very much.
And you don't pay. It's for... I don't want money.
You don't want money? Really? But you're a business, right? It's a pet shop.
Yes.
How do you survive if you don't ask for money? Is it just me? You just don't want money from me because you like me so much?
Yes.
Okay. Well, fantastic. 10 free cats. Brilliant. Do I need anything else with these cats?
Well, you need some magic.
Wow.
It's a smart cat. Smart cats.
They're smart cats, are they? What can they do?
They can fly.
Really?
Yes.
How do they fly?
Well, they have wings. Like this.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's not normal. Cats don't normally have wings.
Cats, can you wait? Can you fly?
And you can do the voice of the cats.
Yes. Meow, 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 meow.
What did the cats say?
They said yes.
Wow, so now we're going to watch the cats flying.
All done.
Amazing. They all flew away. I hope they're going to come back.
Yes. Oh, boy.
And they came back. Okay. Well, great. Thank you so much. Great. Is there anything else I need to know about these cats or are we finished?
Finished.
Really?
Yes.
That's it?
Yes, finished. And you need to buy some food off cats. Not in my pet shop. In another pet shop.
Oh, okay. Do you...
No, in a supermarket.
Okay. What kind of food shall I buy these magic cats?
Magic food.
Ah, so they sell magic food in the supermarket?
Yes, because it's my supermarket.
Oh, you own the supermarket too? So is everything free in the supermarket as well?
Yes, yes, yes.
Really? How do you manage to sustain this business?
Mm-hmm. Because it's my two shops for cats and dogs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Did you understand the question?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And if I have any problems with my magic cats, I can come back to you, can I?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Well, great. Bye-bye then. So, here we go. So I walk down the road with my magic cats in a bag. I hope they're okay in the bag. And I walk in. Where's the supermarket? Ah, there it is. What is that sound outside? Is that a UFO?
No, that's the bin.
The bin, guys. It's a street cleaner, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes it sounds like a... It sounds like a UFO that's going to come and land.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just me that thinks that. Okay, so here's the supermarket. I'm going to walk in now. So, okay, here's... Ooh, it's a very big supermarket. They've got lots of products. Oh, hello. Oh, it's you. It's you again.
Yes.
How did you get here so quickly?
Well, with my magic cats.
Your what?
My magic cats.
What about, what, your magic cats helped you to get here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's pretty clever.
You are my assistant.
I'm not, what? Well, no, I'm your customer. No, I don't want a job here.
Assistant.
I'm your assistant. Yes. Okay, will I be paid?
No.
Do I have a choice?
No.
So I'm a slave, but you've just made me your slave, basically, have you?
No.
No? Okay, well, all right, I'll be your assistant for... I've got 5 minutes, all right?
Okay. Can I see your magic cats?
Yeah, you can. You mean the ones that you sold to me before? Yeah, here they are. There you go.
And my magic cats are here, and they like your magic cats. And they say, meow, 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 meow. Like that.
Okay, well, they're good friends, I guess.
I want to see your magic cats, I said.
Okay, this is all very nice, but I came here to buy some food for my cats. Okay. Do you remember? Right, so it's easy to get distracted, isn't it, when you're dealing with magic cats?
From you in the bot, like...
What?
You have a magic cat in your... in here. Of you.
Oh, a little... There's one of my magic cats has escaped and has climbed inside a box here, yes. Okay.
And I need it.
What do magic cats eat?
Magic food.
But what's the food made of?
Well, it's in my hand.
Okay.
Invisible food.
Invisible magic food. Okay.
Here you go.
Thanks. I'll buy a bag of that then, please. How much is that?
It's
free. What, 10, 20, 30? 30, what are we dealing with? Euros or pounds?
Pounds.
£30. Okay, quite good. All right, well, I'll have one of those bags, please.
And 30 bags.
30 bags? That's too much. I don't need...
All done.
Oh, I've got too many bags now. Take some of them back. I don't have all that money. Okay. All right, great. So one...
I'll give you one.
What? One free?
Two free.
Two? So it's buy one, get two free.
And free, who not free?
Oh, so it's buy three, get two free. Buy three, get two free. Okay, not bad. So you pay for three, you get five. Okay, thank you very much. Well, have a lovely day and bye-bye to your nice magic cats. Best of luck with the pet shop and the supermarket.
Bye-bye.
Hello. There you go. Well, there you go. That was just a sample again of my daughter's English. Introduce you to her magic pet shop. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you found that interesting. There you go. I made a cup of tea during that. And also I tuned my guitar and tried to find some things on my computer here, song lyrics and chords for me to play. All right, because it's guitar time now. As I try and set this stuff up here. So I need the microphone fairly close. I've got another microphone pointed vaguely in the direction of my guitar. Not too close. I don't want you to hear every single detail. Because, I don't want you to hear any of the mistakes I might make. But anyway, let's play a bit of music, shall we? So I'm going to do maybe four songs now. Yeah, again, like guitars, songs. They're like Luke's English podcast episodes or buses. You wait ages and then loads of them all arrive at the same time. So this first song is called Heaven. It's by Talking Heads. The authors, the writers are credited as David Byrne and Jerry Harrison. It's from the Fear of Music album. But it's also from their concert movie, which is called Stop Making Sense, which is just an amazing film, concert film, which I have to watch all the time. I try to watch it every year. It's just a fantastic film. It's one of my favorite films, Stop Making Sense by Talking Heads. It's a concert movie, but it's just brilliant. It's extraordinary. But this is one of the songs that you hear at the beginning of the film. It's called Heaven. Maybe what I can do is, after I've sung it, I'll just read the lyrics to you so you can hear them, you know, so you can hear them clearly. I'll let you decide what the song is about, okay? Right, so hopefully I'm going to be able to do this without having to edit. Let's see. Everyone is trying to get to the bar. The name of the bar. The bar is called Heaven. The band in Heaven, they play my favorite song. Play it once again. Play it all night long. Oh, Heaven. Heaven is a place. A place where nothing, nothing ever happens. Heaven, heaven is a place where nothing, nothing ever happens. There is a party, everyone is there, and everyone will leave at exactly the same time. Hard to imagine that nothing at all could be so exciting, could be so much fun. Oh, Heaven, heaven is a place where nothing, nothing ever happens. Heaven. Heaven is a place where nothing, nothing ever happens. When this kiss is over, it will start again. It won't be any different, be exactly the same. It's hard to imagine. Nothing at all could be so exciting, could be this much fun. Oh, Heaven, heaven is a place where nothing, nothing ever happens. Heaven, heaven is a place. A place where nothing, nothing ever happens. Just realised on the video you couldn't see the guitar while I was doing that. I have to try and get the camera angle right so you can hear, you can see the guitar and stuff properly. Hoi, hoi, sweaty work, it's sweaty work. Right, everyone is trying to get to the bar. The name of the bar is called Heaven. So, this, what? Am I going to try and interpret the lyrics? No, I can't. I'll let you decide. That's the thing about songs, isn't it? That they don't necessarily have a universal meaning. Sometimes song lyrics can be a little bit sort of vague or just expressionistic. And a bit like the way, a bit like with films, you know, people just interpret them in different ways. So I'll just let you decide what the meaning is. The name, everyone is trying to get to the bar. The name of the bar is called Heaven. The band in Heaven, they play my favourite song. Play it once again. Play it all night long. Heaven, heaven is a place where nothing, nothing ever happens. Heaven is a place where nothing ever happens. There's a party, everyone is there, and everyone will leave at exactly the same time. It's hard to imagine that nothing at all could be so exciting, could be so much fun. Heaven, heaven is a place where nothing ever happens. When this kiss is over, it will start again. It will not be any different. It will be exactly the same. It's hard to imagine that nothing at all could be so exciting, could be this much fun. Okay, well, what's all that about? I don't know. I'll let you decide. See if I can just get the sound levels a bit better. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Right, I'm going to try another one. I managed to do that without completely ruining it. Okay, let me try and do The Fool on the Hill. This is a Paul McCartney song from the Beatles era, 1967, Magical Mystery Tour. The Fool on the Hill. A little bit more difficult than that last one. So I just need to arrange the screen here so I can see this. So I can see all the chords. Okay, so I put that there, and I put that there, and then I get that, and I put that over there. That goes over there, and that goes over there. This is fascinating stuff, isn't it, for you? Okay, so chorus 3, verse 2, chorus 2. I'm trying to find the parts of the song. Chorus 2, verse 3. There it is. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, this one, I need the capo, which is that clip that goes over the strings of the guitar, essentially raising the tone of the entire thing. Because I need it to be up there, this one. After day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the... Where's the... It's difficult to do this. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well on the way, his head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. But nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Nobody seems to like him, they can tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Listens to them, he knows that they're the fool. They don't like him, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. On the hill. What's it about? I don't know. I'm not going to read the lyrics out. I don't want to spoil it. We're just going to move on to the next song. But you can find the lyrics to that if you want to. And I, you know, just you'll find a link on the page for this episode on my website. You'll find a link to that in the description. Also, there's a good video, a really nice video from the Magical Mystery Tour film, which was recorded in France. And it's Paul on a hilltop with the song playing. And it's a great video. And a mysterious song. What's it really about? Is it about the... Paul says it's about the Maharishi, who was a Indian guru, who at the time, you know, they were really interested in and followed him. And he was sort of espousing these ideas that maybe certain parts of society thought were just kind of crazy ideas and people didn't listen to him. And they called him a fool, and he had this kind of... foolish grin on his face, talking about the wonder of meditation and stuff. But maybe he had the answer. Okay, another song. I'm going to do this song, which is from an album I've been listening to a lot recently. It's an album from 1998, so quite an old one. Like a lot of the stuff I listen to is all quite old, really. But this one is Beck. I'm a huge fan of Beck. I saw him live at the Olympia in Paris just a few weeks ago. I went along with my friend Sebastian Marx. We saw Beck, and it was just brilliant. I mean, Beck is amazing. He's been going for ages now. What is it? He's got a, like, 30-year career now. And he started with that song Loser, which was a big hit. It's kind of like a hip-hop, a kind of a funny hip-hop, almost comedy record, novelty sort of thing. But he's a really sort of, actually a really serious artist with an incredible level of talent. And so many songs, like the concert was, he just packed so many songs in there of all these different genres of music. And every song has got like something interesting and something catchy in it. But this is from his album called Mutations, which is maybe one of his least commercial albums. But it's full of really interesting songs that apparently he wrote and recorded really quickly. The album is produced by Nigel Godrich, and it's a really great album. And this one is a sort of a country waltz, and it's called Sing It Again. And Beck's lyrics are not very direct lyrics. They're quite kind of poetic and expressionistic. So again, I don't know what it's about, but I like the poetry of his words. So if I could just get the right verses up here, verse 3 there. Okay, so where am I going to play this? How do I do this? Maybe down here. Disrespect. No. A town of disrespect. The night. No, got it wrong again. But I'm not editing. I will get those 10 points. A town of disrespect. The trains are wrecked. The night is younger than us. Nowhere is anywhere else. You keep to yourself, stirring the dregs where I have laid. The exit signs are flashing, dead ends, they won't come to life anymore. I pledged the rest, I should have guessed. Your love was hanging by threads, tongues tied under the moon. My love is a room of broken bottles and tangled webs. The misers wind their minds like clocks that grind their gears on and on.
it's meant. Some accident, some coincidence. Crumbs fall down from the sky when you wander by. The dust clouds blow, nobody's home. Oh, won't you lay my bags upon the funeral fire and sing it again? Oh, won't you lay my bags upon the funeral fire and sing it again? What happened to my voice?
Okay. How are you doing, listeners? You still with me? You still with me? Yeah, someone's like, I'm out. Someone's left. But the rest of us, you're still here, right? It's like in a a concert when at the end the musician plays some songs. Yeah. Just like in a concert. Yeah. Okay. Final one. Final song. This is the last one I'm gonna do before we wrap this up. Okay. This is The Police, Sting. It's written by Sting. I'm a huge fan of The Police. I think they're brilliant. Sting, great songwriter, amazing singer, and brilliant bass guitar player as well, although he plays all the instruments, certainly the guitar. Stuart Copeland, what a drummer. What a fantastic drummer. And Andy Summers as well, an amazingly accomplished guitarist who brought so much sound, so much atmosphere to the group. A really interesting group, The Police. They were basically like a jazz fusion band, but pop, like a pop fusion band. But they did everything. They did some reggae, they did some punk influenced stuff. But in the mid, like, they were sort of a jazz fusion band masquerading as a punk reggae band. Anyway, I'm going to try and do this. This is Didoo Doo Doo Dida Da Da, which is a pop song, but it's got some good lyrics. And it's basically about how someone is trying to express themselves, but they can't find the words, and how someone's got a difficult relationship with words, which I think we can all relate to, especially if you're trying to communicate in another language. Checking the thing. Okay. Is this in the right key for me? I think I can do it here. Think me unkind. Words are hard to find. They're the only checks I've left unsigned.
from the banks of chaos in my mind. And when their eloquence escapes me, their logic ties me up and rapes me. Do 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 da 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 is all I want to say to you. Do 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 da 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 is in.
What's that?
Do 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 da 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 da. Their innocence will pull me through. Do 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 da 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 is all I want to say to you. Do 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 da 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 da. They're meaningless and all that's true. Poets, priests and politicians have words to thank for their positions. Words that scream for your submission. And no one's jamming their transmission. Finding the cause. Cause when their eloquence escapes you, their logic ties you up and rapes you. Do 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 da 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 is all I want to say to you. Do 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 da 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 is all I want to say to you. Do 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 da 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 is all I want to say to you. Do 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 da 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 da, they're meaningless and all that's true.
Sweaty man. They're meaningless, and all that's true. Okay. That's it. We're done. We're done now. I'm going on holiday on Wednesday. All right. You'll get some new episodes coming. They will arrive automatically. If I've managed to use the internet properly, they should arrive automatically. As I take a drink of my hot tea on a hot day. Yes, that's right. Hot drink, hot day. Okay, thank you so much for listening. You know what? I think I'm right. I think I won because, you know why? I didn't edit. No edit. Nothing. Not one single edit. And I adjusted my headphones 9 times, which means you got 9 points. You know what, though? You know what? I'm going to adjust my headphones one more time just for you so it's a draw, okay? Because I'm willing to do it for you. There you go. Just adjusting my headphones. You got 10 points. I got 10 points. Everyone's a winner. Thank you very much for listening to this episode. I hope you have a nice August wherever you are in the world, whatever you're doing. Thank you so much for being a subscriber. If you're not a subscriber, just smash that like button. Slap it. Just click it. Okay, and subscribe to the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I will speak to you again soon, but for now, it's time to say goodbye. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.